The workplace is changing at a rapid pace. Employees have to learn how to use new technology every day. Jobs can often be more short-term and project-oriented, and companies are looking for people who not only have the skills to fill today's positions, but are able to think ahead and shape how business is done in the future. Those factors present a challenge for students just graduating from college and looking for jobs. But as WFIU's Gretchen Frazee reports in part two of our series on entering the workforce, it can also present enormous opportunities for those in the millennial generation.
Mitch Innes' fingers glide deftly over the keys of a large grand piano in Indiana University's Memorial Union. A few years ago, he imagined himself here, studying classical piano at the world-renowned Jacobs School of Music.
But freshman, sophomore year, kind of sat down with my parents and piano teacher and kind of figured, maybe business in some sort of capacity was more appropriate.
Becoming a business instead of a music major would provide more job security and likely more money. So after he graduated high school, Innes entered IU's Kelley School of Business.
I got involved pretty early. I actually joined a professional business fraternity my second semester. And for me, I'd really kind of say that was the turning point in kind of my professional development.
Innes decided he wanted to be an investment banker, and it's paid off. After graduating this spring, Innes headed to the big city, New York, to work for J.P. Morgan. Innes' success is a combination of his skill, determination, and economics. Tao Nelson is the associate director for the IU Kelley School's Career Services Office and a former recruiter.
Why is hiring increased with the college, entry level? And I think a big reason is that the baby boomers. There's going to be an exodus of baby boomers. And so organizations are going to try to ramp up their current talent pool.
This year, millennials became the largest share of the labor force, outpacing baby boomers. They now account for more than one out of every three workers. But that doesn't necessarily mean all millennials are getting good jobs. In fact, 15% of 18 to 19-year-olds are unemployed, about three times the national average.
The reality is that the top one-third of millennials are actually doing fairly well. They're getting high-paying jobs, they're paying off their student debt, they're buying houses, they're doing all of those typical things. It's the bottom two-thirds that are really having a challenge connecting with the job market as it exists now.
Jonathan Hewer wrote a book and created an app to help students enter and stay in the workforce. He says even with many baby boomers retiring, the job market is still tough for millennials.
If you think about the classic example, Kodak had thousands of employees when they went bankrupt, and Instagram, when they were bought for $1 billion, had 13. So there's a much smaller number of people required to impact a much, much larger area. So the question is it going to be a one-to-one replacement? One boomer retires, one millennial comes in? I don't think so at all.
That's why Hewer says millennials looking for jobs have to be innovators. He says the ingredients are already there because they're used to living in a changing world, particularly when it comes to technology.
At some level, it's pretty basic. We want critical thinkers, we want students that can learn, and we want students that are really self-disciplined and self-motivated.
Hewer says schools also need to do a better job preparing their students for careers. Most colleges have career services centers, but they aren't mandated as a part of students' curricula, so few students take advantage of the free help. Mitch Innes says he felt like he got that kind of training. The Kelley School partners students with mentors early in college so they can regularly interact with people in the field they want to go into.
I've really been afforded, an awesome opportunity, I think.
But Innes says he recognizes students in other majors or at other schools often don't get that kind of exposure.
I'm just really thankful, and life honestly is pretty good.
And Innes says being an investment banker doesn't mean he'll have to give up his love for music entirely either. He plans to keep playing the piano as a way to relax from what he expects to be long, grueling days in the financial world. For WFIU News, I'm Gretchen Frazee.